Hello and welcome to the Children in Ignite, to the broadcast for Sunday the 16th of May. I hope you're well and I hope you're keeping safe. We're sort of almost halfway through the term, I guess, and and I hope it's going well for you. Certainly lots of interesting things happening with lockdown being reduced as we go on this roadmap that the Prime Minister ironed out for us so long ago, but it seems to be going well, and thankfully numbers are staying down, so yeah, we should be able to hug everybody from tomorrow, yay. But you know, obviously be careful and just hug the people that want to be hugged. You can't go around just hugging people that don't want to be hugged. That would not be nice. And it'll be really, really lovely. I think it's going to be great. So I hope you're well, and God is blessing you and keeping you safe. And yeah, we're going to talk about another miracle today. But before we do that, I am thinking of a country. For 5 points, this country is in the... this country is a landlocked country in East Africa. For 4 points... its flag has got three horizontal lines of green, yellow, and red, with a circle blue emblem in the middle with yellow pentagon lines. For 3 points, this country has borders with, are you ready for it, Eritrea, Djibouti, Somaliland, Somalia, Kenya, South Sudan, and Sudan. That makes 7 countries. So it has borders with a lot of countries, with 7 countries. For 2 points, this country is the second most populated country in Africa. And for 1 point, its capital is Addis Ababa, which means new flower. I didn't know that. Okay, so did you guess which country it was I was thinking of? It is Ethiopia, whose actual name, official name, is the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia. That's amazing. It's really interesting to think about Ethiopia. It's one of the countries in Africa. There are 54 countries in Africa. And sometimes it really annoys me when people talk about Africa as if it's one big country. There are 54 countries in Africa, and 48 of them actually are in the main part of Africa, and then there are 6 other islands around Africa that are countries of themselves. So really interesting. And another thing about Ethiopia is that the descendants of Ethiopia came from the Queen of Sheba. So the sort of the family tree includes the Queen of Sheba, and it's considered one of the oldest countries in the world, because they've looked at the soil and they've found some human remains in there, and they've done lots of studies to determine that it is one of the oldest countries in the world. And it's situated in this special part of Africa where it juts out a little bit to the right, or to the east, and that part of Africa is called the Horn of Africa, and it juts out a little bit, and that is where Ethiopia is situated. So there we go, quite a few things about that. So today we're looking at another miracle that Jesus did. This is miracle number 7, and once we go into it, you'll find it is rather similar to miracle number 2. This is Jesus healing the centurion's servant. you remember, your miracle number two, he healed the centurion's son. So we're looking at Matthew chapter 8, reading from verse 5. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. "Lord," he said, "my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly." Jesus said to him, "Shall I come and heal him?" The centurion replied, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go, let it be done just as you believed it would." And his servant was healed at that moment. So here we have another great miracle that Jesus did while he was here on earth. And it can show us great things that Jesus did. And as we said before, that Jesus encouraged us and said that we would be able to do even greater things than what he did, because he was sending the Holy Spirit to help us. So it's amazing the things that Jesus did. But even more amazing is that we are supposed to be able to do this as well. Okay, so now we have this master, the centurion, who has a servant, and he's obviously a very good master. He's a very caring master. I don't know whether he has one servant, but I doubt it. But he obviously loved the servant and he cared about him and he wanted to see him get better. He was ill and in bed, paralyzed, suffering, as he said. And that's one thing I like. The centurion tells Jesus the whole problem. And he doesn't leave anything out. He's very specific about what the problem is. And that's what we should do when we go to God with our prayers. We should tell him everything. We should tell him the things that's bothering us and why it's bothering us and how he can help. We shouldn't be wishy-washy and sort of like not say exactly what the problem is. We should just tell Jesus what the problem is. And it's always good to say what you want Jesus to do about life, about your life, about things that are going on in your life. If something horrible is happening, you need to pray about it and to ask Jesus for help in that area. You don't want to be like, "Oh, please just help me." Help you how? It's good to be specific so that Jesus knows exactly what you want to do. And this man, the centurion, was obviously a very, very humble man, and he knows his place. He knows that he cannot command Jesus to come and help him with his son. And he understands about power and authority. He understood how Jesus has power. And with that power, Jesus has the authority. That means telling other people what to do and how to do it. And he also understood about the spiritual realm. He knew that the thing that was making his servant sick was like an evil spirit, something horrible working on that man, and that Jesus had the power to take care of that even without being in the same room as the man. And it is very, very, you know, that's real faith. That's real, real insight. It's a very, very mature thing to be able to do, to think God would have that power. And so he believes that Jesus, and he says to Jesus, "I have people that work for me, and when I tell my people, go and do this, they do it, and go and do that, they do it." So he was saying that he understood that Jesus had angels that would go and do his bidding, and they would go and take care of whatever business Jesus told them to do. And nobody else had shown this, and I'm not surprised that Jesus was so amazed about this. And he said that, "I haven't seen such faith in, you know, in all of Israel." And it is amazing to think that, yes, we can ask, like, if you have a friend who's ill and they're in another part of the country or in another country altogether, you can ask Jesus to send his Holy Spirit to go and touch them, and Jesus will do that. You know, you can ask Jesus to send angels to go and do the work that needs to be done if you cannot physically go there. And of course, with lockdown and COVID restrictions, we can't travel very far. But if there is something that you know that needs to be done in another country, you can send Jesus's Holy Spirit to go and do that work, and he will do it. It is fantastic. And then Jesus tells us that we are going to be so surprised when we get into heaven and we see who is there, because he says that heaven, even though it was meant for the children of Israel, so all the Jews, he was saying that it won't be just Jews sitting down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You will find that it's people coming from the east and the west. That means foreigners, people that were not Jews, people that were Gentiles, were going to be at the feast in heaven, because the people that were supposed to be there, the Jewish nation, they were rejecting God's word and they were rejecting this new teaching that Jesus had. So he is saying that, you know, it's going to be quite a big surprise for us when we get there. And that's why we should never put anyone down. We should never sort of look at people and sort of think, oh, yeah, you'll never get to heaven, or that you're not good enough. We don't know that. We don't know what Jesus's plan is. And we don't know what happens right at the last minute just before somebody dies. Because then if they speak to God and they are sincere in their heart, they will definitely get into heaven. So that is not our decision who gets there. And that's why Jesus tells us that we are going to be so surprised, because there will be people there that we did not expect to see. And I just want to end with saying that we must have faith. We must believe, because Jesus tells this man, go, let it be just as you have believed it would be. And this man believed that Jesus was going to say the word and his servant would be healed. And when he got home, he saw that his servant was healed. So we must have faith, and we must believe in these miracles and believe that we can do even greater miracles than that, because that is Jesus's plan for our lives. So I hope you enjoy looking at that, and I hope it really challenges you to grow your faith, to believe in Jesus more, and to go to him with your problems and speak to him and tell him exactly what the problem is and how you want help and what you want him to do to help you. So do take care. Enjoy your week that's coming up, and God bless you. Bye.